studs. Studs.
All right, welcome everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM. Tim Conway Jr. and Brian David Whitman, man. Nice to see you, dude.
Timmy Conway Jr., good to see you, man.
All right.
Look at you.
It's the holiday season, huh?
Yes, the holidays are upon us. Only 2 weeks. Well, Christmas is 3 weeks away.
3 weeks away.
Where's it?
Three weeks from today. Tomorrow.
No, really?
No, 2 weeks from tonight.
Get
8 weeks from tomorrow.
8 weeks from tomorrow. That's what I thought.
It's 2 weeks from tonight.
No, 2 weeks from tomorrow.
2 weeks from tonight is Christmas Eve.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
2 weeks from tonight is Christmas Eve?
Exactly correct.
Oh, how depressing.
May shock you if you're out there driving around, picking up that Christmas tree or your holiday lights.
Yeah, you don't have a lot of time.
I bought Christmas lights the other day.
Yeah.
I brought them home, put them up on the house, and then I looked at the box and realized not once on that box did it say Christmas lights.
So what'd you have?
I don't know what they are. They just sell colored lights, and they don't tell you what they are. They don't say Christmas lights on it, so in case, you know, somebody gets offended by that.
Right, because Christmas lights are, like, I actually did something that I never thought I would do, but maybe this is a step in the right direction. I actually bought a Christmas tree. I actually have a Christmas tree in my home, which I have.
A live one?
It's a fake tree.
No.
But they're pretty, and growing up, we had fake trees. I mean, we had fake trees, we had real trees, we had all different types of trees.
Right.
But I like it. You know, I don't, you know what I don't, you know what I don't?
Do you have fake presents under it?
No, there'll be real presents. Mm. But what I like to do is I like to turn off all the lights in the living room and like in the hallway. And I like to plug in the Christmas tree and just have the lights of the Christmas tree illuminate the whole front of the house. And I like to sit there and watch television.
It's quite a story. All right, folks, it is the holiday season, and it could be the last season, the last time USC plays in the Coliseum could have been against UCLA.
Right. Could be.
Yeah.
Right.
It looks like they're going to be moving out. Now, how long do you think they've been playing at the Coliseum? When do they start playing their games there?
Oh, my gosh.
Your guess. This shocked me.
Well, this is going back a long, long time.
Right. 19.
50?
Close. 23.
Oh, my gosh.
The University of Southern California has been playing at the Coliseum since before World War One?
No.
Two?
Korea.
Right after. Not Korea.
Before Korea.
Korea was in the 50s.
Right, before Korea.
No, World War Two.
No, World War Two was in the
40s. In the 40s, yeah. They've been playing there before World War Two.
Oh, that's right, 1923. You're right.
Jesus
yeah, 1923, just towards the tail end of World War One. Is that possible?
Believe
1921.
Yeah,
World War I ended about 21.
Yeah,
21. All right.
All right. So maybe what happened was they were bouncing back from World War One. They figured, you know what, we need to play some football and just get our minds out of this tragedy.
And they opened in 1923. They kick off in the L.A. Coliseum.
Oh my gosh! And may we have seen the last game?
Possible. It looks like they're out of there. An attorney for the University of Southern California said Wednesday, this is last Wednesday, and there's been some updates but not a lot of movement, that the Trojans will move to the Rose Bowl next season if an agreement can't be reached with operations at the stadium in Pasadena.
Oh, they got to reach an agreement.
Let's see here. Tom Dickey, USC Senior Vice President and General Counsel.
What did you call him?
Tom Dickey. I wonder what he makes a year. Senior Vice President and General Counsel for USC.
What do you think his nickname was in high school?
Toddy? Toto?
Tommy?
TD? I don't know. Acknowledge that the Trojans remain open to a compromise that would keep them in the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum, their home since 1923. Holy Christ. We're coming up on 100 years there, huh?
That's unbelievable. I mean, could you imagine going all the way to the one century mark?
There are very few people walking around this planet right now who were at that first game.
Well, you know who was at the first game was Edna. Gina's Aunt Edna, who lives in Florida.
Is that right?
Yeah, she was there. She was at the first game. And, you know, you could smoke at the first game.
Really?
Oh, yeah. There were no anti-smoking.
I couldn't believe
it. No, she was treated. It was the best, I think, one of the best days, best afternoons of her life because she didn't get a citation. The officer didn't write her a ticket.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right, Brian. I can't believe you guessed that.
Larry King was a senior on that year in college.
Go Trojans. Go Trojans. Let's go with you mother effing Trojans.
What's your name, sweetheart?
All right,
somebody told me your name is Edna. Are you Edna?
The impasse remained after Wednesday's meeting at the Coliseum Commission.
Nobody wants to play improv tonight?
Yeah, what's wrong with you, Edna?
Forget it. You had your chance to play improv with me, you blew it.
The Rose Bowl Operating Committee is scheduled to meet Thursday and weigh whether to negotiate with USC. Listen to this. One major obstacle to the Trojans' move to Pasadena is their rival, UCLA.
Mm.
The Bruins play in the Rose Bowl and have veto power over sharing the stadium with another team.
Right.
UCLA apparently would block any deal with the USC that would allow the Trojans to play there in Pasadena for more than one season. Well, how neighborly.
How nice.
USC is offered to spend $100 million to renovate the Coliseum if the commission will simply give the school control of the stadium.
Well, then what's the problem? $100 million. You know, people in professional sports collegiate sports, you know, they throw around we're talking about $100 million. They're willing to absorb $100 million in expenses.
Just to have control of the Coliseum.
Yeah. I mean, it's $100 million.
They don't even own it. They just control the events.
Right. They're ponying up $100 million. Doesn't that mean anything to anyone anymore? Does $100 million mean anything to anyone any goddamn more?
I guess not. That's what, by the way, I believe Tom Leike has spent on his new place in Santa Barbara.
Yes. If you missed the Tom Leike show today, no, I'm not trying to trick you. I'm not trying to trick you into thinking I am Tom Leike. I just want to report to you that Tom has purchased a second home in Santa Barbara.
Sounds nice up there.
It's in Santa Barbara. And I have, listen to this, ladies, come close to the speakers. 20 acres.
Wow.
Yes.
It's like a mini, Michael Jackson's Wonderland?
Yes, a mini Neverland ranch.
Likest land up there.
Yes, and I'm not going to have poor people. I'm not going to open up. I'm not going to hand over my fortune to other people. If you're a single, childless chick and you want to come up there and bang the hell out of me for the weekend, that's one thing.
It should be likest land up there. He has a little strip bar. He's got a...
I put neon lights, Lycusland, Lycusville.
He's got a Palm restaurant on the property.
Yes.
Set it up like, was it...
Yeah, like Neverland.
Neverland, that's what it was, Neverland.
Would there be a winery?
Sure, of course it would there be a winery.
Enjoy yourself up
And there'd
there.
Be a fine Italian restaurant that really, really serves those fine wines.
Yes, and... I was listening to the tasting room.
Sounds like a nice place up there you got.
Yes. It's a, Tim, it's a very nice place to go on a Saturday evening with a lovely woman who means a lot to you.
You deserve it, Tommy. You've been on radio since you were 15, right?
And you show her a very nice time.
Yes.
And you pour her wine. You gently pour her the wine of her choice.
Right.
And you crack that wine bottle over that bitch's head.
Hey, wait a minute. You just had up a nice evening. All right, so you kick her the hell off that ranch,
yes,
huh?
Yes, you do all 20 acres. You give her a...
Bang her on those 20 acres and throw her ass off that property.
That's right. You bang her over here and over there and over here and over there, and then you punt her out onto the street.
Good for you.
Thank you,
yes,
dear.
Absolutely. Get the hell off that property, that bitch.
Get off my property, dear.
Yeah, right.
I'll call the police.
No?
No, Jerry.
There you go. There's the other music. All right. Let's, all right, that's fine. Thanks. All right, folks. If USC is about to leave the Coliseum, all right? Now, USC is not the first organization that is split from the Coliseum.
No.
They also control the sports arena there, which the Clippers used to play in. And there is not a bigger rat's nest or a bigger hellhole on the planet than that sports Coliseum.
Right.
I meant the sports arena.
Right. So to think that all that money would be...
Listen, they've lost the Clippers. The circus doesn't play there anymore. The Icecapades doesn't play there anymore, I don't think.
The circus says no?
The circus says no. They lost the Raiders. They lost the Rams. Now they're about to lose USC. When does somebody wake up and say, let's maybe change the Coliseum Commission?
Yeah.
Maybe let's put somebody in there. If they don't have SC, what do they have next year in the Coliseum?
Or how about
High school football at the end of the year and motocross?
How about this? Let's take their $100 million and upgrade this mother effing facility.
Well, let's take the commission, the Coliseum Commission right now, and get them other jobs. You know, let them do something else, because obviously they're killing the Coliseum. Yeah. Now, look, UCLA also has a tremendous problem. Anytime when you go to college and, you know, you're going to select a college that you want to play for.
Yes.
Like you're a football player, you're a big, college stud, and you want to go play for a football team.
Right.
You like to be going to a school where the football program is the center of all attention when it comes to the campus. And when you go to, you know, big colleges like Notre Dame, they've got a great facility right there on campus. I know Bowling Green does, too. I think Ohio State does as well.
Right.
But they have their Coliseum, their football facility is right there on campus.
Right there.
And when you go to, you know, one of these big colleges, you wake up in the morning. Dude, can you do that later? Because we're in the middle of the show, and when you sit there and highlight that crap, and you just give me responses like right there, you bet.
No, Tim, you're monologuing. I'm hearing everything you're saying.
Can you just please do that later? Honest to God.
Yeah, I'll do it later, Dad. You know what? Just your monologue was flawless, and I was listening to it.
I'll do what you did, and then here.
Get your freaking act together here. Here we go.
All right.
Tim, I'm not doing this. I'm not playing games with you. I'm not getting angry. I'm not going to do that. Yeah. All I'm saying to you is this. Your monologue was great.
Right.
You were talking about getting rid of the commission
because
all they're going to have is like, you know, postseason, you know, college events.
Right.
And you were getting ready to give the phone numbers out.
Right.
I was not going to interrupt that because I have nothing to add to that because you know more about this than I do.
All right.
I was actually trying to help, believe it or not, by staying out. Here we go.
You done?
That's not a question for me. The question's for you. Are you done?
It's just annoying. It really is.
Okay.
I mean, you can see my point, right?
Yeah, I do see your point. And you know
what? Thank you very much.
And you know what? Whenever anything annoys me, as you know, whenever anything done by my partner annoys me, you know I'm always the first to say it on the air. I never keep it to myself.
Thank you. Well, good for you. All right, let's get back to this, gang.
I keep it private.
I know. Yeah, you keep it very private. You keep it private and you keep it at home. Right?
What?
You keep it at home.
Keep what at home?
Any kind of hostility you have towards me or...
No, that's not true.
Anger you have towards me.
That's not true.
You keep it at home.
That's not true. Sometimes I bring it in here.
Right. Listen, I simply said, can you please, you know, not do that on the air?
And you know what? And I was just about done because I knew, the broadcaster I am, I knew this is I should pretty much be done with this because this might be sending the wrong message to Tim. And just as I did that, you said that. So I do apologize if it distracted you. But honest to God, you were on a roll and you were setting up a great topic. And I didn't want to screw it up because when it comes to this USC, UCLA, you definitely and the commission, you know a lot more than I do. And I lean on you for that stuff.
Thank you very
because
much.
I couldn't do this topic alone.
All right. Anyway, let me get back to this. I was born and raised here in Southern California. And I remember going to the Coliseum to see the Rams play when they were still like, you know, Roman Gabriel was there and Jack Snow, Lawrence McCutcheon, Jack Youngblood, that old team. And that used to be a great, you know, Sunday to zip down there and watch this team play. Merlin Olsen, I was at Merlin Olsen's last game for the Los Angeles Rams.
Did everyone get an FTD bouquet?
I think that was before he was with FTD.
Now, what year was that? Do you remember about what year that was?
76, maybe?
Was it that? Okay, I thought maybe it was a little earlier in the 70s.
Yeah, it may have been. I remember how old I was. Maybe I was 10. Maybe it was 73. But I remember it was against the Cleveland Browns. And it looked like Merlin Olsen got a sack or, you know, he was involved at the very last play.
Right.
Of, the LA Rams. But anyway, so the LA Rams leave. They go to, Anaheim and then they're off to St. Louis.
Sure.
So then the USC is still there And, you know, the Clippers still play the sports arena. All of a sudden, the Raiders come down from Oakland, and that's their home.
Yep.
And the Coliseum couldn't keep the Raiders. They couldn't keep the Rams.
Yep.
They couldn't keep the Clippers. And now they're about to lose USC. And the revenue that is generated from those teams playing in that Coliseum is huge.
They're like a facility that's cursed.
Yes. But USC and UCLA, they have the money to build their own stadium if they wanted to. If they wanted to share a facility, they could do that somewhere in Culver City or West Los Angeles.
Anywhere.
Because when you're deciding, again, when you're deciding on going to a team to play football, you want to make sure that the college you go to is concentrating and serious about winning the national championship,
sure,
like USC is.
Sure, because that immediately catapults you into, like, you know, top draft pick and all that.
Right. UCLA, not so interested. I mean, they got a great basketball team, and they take, like, a good team every once in a while if they can get it for football, but they're not really concentrating like USC is every year on trying to win that championship.
I think that's probably true.
But the problem with going to UCLA is you wake up on a Sunday morning or a Saturday morning, you want to go out and see the UCLA game. Instead of walking across campus, you've got to get in a car,
right,
and drive like 25 miles,
right,
to get to the stadium.
Yep.
And then you can't really drink there and enjoy yourself because you got the 25-mile trip home.
Yeah.
It sucks. I mean, I don't know a single college where the teams play 25 miles away from campus.
I remember when I went to college, and I didn't go to any great school. I went to Wagner College in New York.
Did they have a football team?
Yeah, sure did, the Seahawks. But now they have now if you go to those Barron's books and stuff,
right,
it says it's a much better school, you know, and it's a very high-rated school. When I went there, it was like a medium-rated school. So look, me leaving cranks them up like 10 or 15 notches. So I felt good about that. But I can remember on Saturday, it was like a cool thing to do. Like if you were going to hang out at a buddy's dormitory and you were going to catch the game, you just Friday night, you know, you go to bed Saturday morning, you wake up, get a few hours sleep, then you go out there for that game. And like,
yeah, you walk to it.
You walk 25 feet to the game.
Right.
You sit there, you get bombed again, you walk back to his dorm.
Right, exactly. That's the college experience.
That's the college experience. And these kids are not getting it.
No, they're not getting it. And now that USC might be moving out of the Coliseum, the kids that pay, you know, $40,000 to go to that school,
sure,
are now going to have to get in a car or a bus and go out to Pasadena or somewhere else to see this game because the commission at the Coliseum doesn't care about making money. That's got to be the bottom line. They don't care about making money.
Then what could they care about?
I don't know what they care about. And their website is terrible, too. They don't care about that as well.
But isn't there something on their website about goals and accomplishments and achievements?
If you go to their website, and I think it's lacoliseum.com, I'll look it up for you real quick here. But the Coliseum website has something I haven't seen in a long time. It has, let me look it up here. All right, here it is. It is lacoliseum.com.
Okay.
All right, LA Coliseum. Coliseum is spelled Coliseum.com.
Again, note to our dudes listening, one L in Coliseum.
Yeah, Coliseum.com. And then you click on it, and it's just so blank. I mean, there's nothing there. There's an old picture of the Memorial Sports Arena,
right,
with nobody in front of it. And there's a picture of the Coliseum sold out because UCLA is playing there, and you can clearly see the USC colors on the field.
Right.
And then you go to Coliseum information, and there's history, there's general information, teams and tenants. And then you go to event information. You go, I wonder what's happening at the Coliseum. I'm going to click on events,
right,
at the Coliseum. All right? I want to see what's coming up at the Coliseum. And you click on it, and you wait. And we have a very fast internet service here.
Oh, boy, that's a bad sight.
And nothing comes up. And then you click on events at the sports arena, and then you wait. And you wait, and you wait, and nothing comes up. Oh, there it is. All right, so this is what happened. This is what's happening at the Los Angeles Memorial Sports Arena, okay? Go Ventures and something else presents as one. I don't even know what this is. Okay, Disney on Ice is going to be there on January 3rd, 4th, and 5th. All right, so Disney on Ice is going to be there. That's always a great show.
Yeah, that'd be nice for kids.
All right, then you go to the Coliseum, Teams and Tenants, and USC is the only thing that you see there. USC is the only team that plays there right now, according to this website. I don't see any other team there. So if they lose USC, what do they do with that place?
Now, do they still hold the record in Southern California of, like, most seats?
I believe they're probably, yeah, either the Rose Bowl or the Coliseum. I believe they have, like, 100,000. They can seat, like, 100,000 people there.
Wow, it's amazing.
And what do? They wait for the next Olympics? I mean, seriously, folks, it is so indicative of how effed up the city of Los Angeles is. They cannot keep a team. They can't get us a pro team. They can't keep the Clippers. They can't keep USC. They couldn't keep the Rams. They couldn't keep the Raiders. Eventually, it's just going to be vacant. And we're all paying for it as taxpayers.
Right. Well, we don't want that to happen. So why don't they just take the $100 million?
I don't know. I have no idea. Events at the Coliseum. I just clicked on events at the Coliseum. And I'm going to tell you what's going to come up at the Coliseum. All right? I'm sitting there waiting.
Yeah.
And waiting. And
some
waiting.
Waiting music for you, Tim.
And guess what's coming up at the Coliseum over the next 2 months?
Nothing?
Nothing.
Well, you know, this might be, to
it
be
just
honest,
sits there.
I mean, I do want to take some phone calls on this, and I think we should let our listeners get in at 520-9710 or 888-520-9710. But this might, we might have a need to go upstairs and get Steve Grad from KNX 1070 Sports, Gina Grad's dad, to talk a little bit about this, because you know he's going to have some passion.
Yeah, maybe he'll come on. Can you get call your dad, see if he'll come in?
Sure.
Yeah, Steve Grad, who does sports for KNX, he'll be on top of this. He'll know what's going on.
And he's not quirky or eccentric or anything, so just have him come downstairs. What, Gina? Did I say something?
That's her dad.
What? I'm sorry. Did I say something out loud?
All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Isn't it close to over for the Coliseum? Isn't it time to implode the thing? I know it's an historic landmark.
No, you don't want to implode
it. But it's time to start over. It is a stadium that's falling apart. It's a stadium that has a commission that doesn't care about keeping teams. And it is a great place to go on a Sunday because you walk by all the museums there. I remember as a kid, I used to go by the Natural History Museum and all the other museums that surround that area.
It's a great location.
And you park your car a couple blocks away. You pay a guy $6 to park in his yard. And you walk across these big grass fields to go see the event. And it's a great, I saw the Rolling Stones down there back in the 80s.
And you know what, Conway? I'm going to leave you with this before we take a break. Indicative of all of this, the way Los Angeles has treated the Coliseum and the way the Los Angeles Coliseum seems to be swept under the rug by all teams and by all the other venues where you can watch live sporting events in Southern California, indicative of the total lack of appreciation for the legacy of the Los Angeles Coliseum is this ass website. This website sucks. So whoever's doing this website, it sucks. There should be a website on there. The main page should be something like, with music, the legendary Los Angeles Coliseum. And then white on black or black on white, begin to scroll up the major events in sports history and rock and roll history that have taken place there. That's before you even click on the damn website.
We need to go to break!
All right!
With some music.
All right, it is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
Good idea, right?
Yeah. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. USC is about to leave the Coliseum. That will leave the Coliseum with almost no events. They still have the Galaxy playing there, but doesn't the Galaxy play at the Home Depot Center?
Well, I thought with David Beckham, I thought they were going to bring the Coliseum back. I mean, I thought that's what everybody thought, at
I
least
thought for... thought they play down south at the Home Depot deal. Don't they, in Carson?
At the Lowe's Center.
At the Lowe's Center?
That's not the Lowe's
Is it the
Center.
Lowe's Center?
The Home Depot.
No, I think they play at the 99 Cent Store Center. All the tickets are 99 cents. That would be great to have a venue, the 99 cents stadium.
That's what it's going to come down to.
All the seats are 99 cents. And this is how we'll get a football team back in L.A. The 99 cent store will have to open up the forum, the venue, the stadium. And all the seats are 99 cents. All the hot dogs, all the merchandise. It's
still
all
be empty.
99 cents.
Dean in Los Angeles, you're at 97.1.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All right.
Quit your effing bickering, guys. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
All right.
Hey, you know, Tim, you're right. You know, it's a historical landmark, but, you know, this commission, they need to pull their heads out because, you know something, our tax dollars are going out there and nothing's coming back. We don't have an NFL team. Everybody's moved to the Staples Center. The Forum holds some church thing down there now in Inglewood, and
right.
Everybody's moving uptown. And, you know, we really need to do something. And UCLA has all the rights in the world to say, USC, F you, you're not coming up here to play.
Right.
You guys go find another place to play. You know, and I did some electrical work down there at USC. And the students, you know, that are walking across the street to go to see the football games, because a lot of them live on campus.
Right. But, you know, dude, it's also short-sighted for UCLA to say F you, because USC would put money into fixing up that hellhole, too, that they call the Rose Bowl.
But you look at the college. You look at the college scheduling. You think they want that conflict? How do we schedule two schools on one field?
Right, but it's
they don't
USC.
Have to do that. They don't have to probably do that anywhere else in the nation.
But right now, USC it is, right, Tim?
I mean,
yeah. USC is sitting there with $100 million.
You're right.
I mean, USC is sitting here with $100 million for someone to take. All they want is control of the stadium.
Right, and they're not going to get that in the Rose Bowl, but it is also tough to go to a UCLA game. Have you ever tried to get into that Rose Bowl in and out of there?
No, I've been to the Coliseum. It's easy, like you said.
Yeah, it's a pain in the ass to get to that the Rose Bowl. It really is.
Brian, you said something that $100 million would be lucrative, and it's an incentive. That's why I said I don't know what's up with this commission. I don't know who's on the commission. You know, I've gone and tried to look at the website to find out who are the people that are responsible, and you can't find out.
I know.
Nothing.
No, they're hiding behind that stupid website. All right, Dean, thanks for calling.
And the website really is stupid. Again, I mean, you know, when the Coliseum, the legendary Los Angeles Coliseum, needs to have a better website than that. The Coliseum needs to have a website like, you know, like Sony. It just knocks you over where you go, oh, my gosh, look at all of the great things that have happened. Muhammad Ali's personal website is what they should go to. You know, have a scroll of all of the accomplishments. Have some audio. Throw in some audio of the games. I mean, a real web dude could have weeks and weeks and weeks worth of fun putting together a kick-ass website for the L.A. Coliseum.
Well, I mean, just some of the events that have been there. In 1959, they had a World Series there. The Dodgers played in the World Series. And you got to hunt for those pictures on the website to find them. You've also had the Olympics there, I believe twice, maybe three times. I think twice they've been there. I think 1932 and 1984.
Right.
And then you also had John F. Kennedy spoke there. I mean, there's a great history to that place.
Of course.
But nobody knows about it because nobody cares. Nobody gives a rat's F.
I would put, it wasn't Robert Kennedy. It was John Kennedy?
It was John F. Kennedy.
Yeah, I would put John F. Kennedy spoke, put the date, and then just, ich bin ein Berliner. Just put a little bit of crowd noise.
Nelson Mandela spoke there once he got out of jail.
Yeah, and then you have the voice of the translator there. I mean, that's what I would do. That's what I would do in a second. That website should be beautiful. That website, the website has a lot to boast about, man. that Coliseum has a lot to boast about, and that website should be doing that, man.
They got the old Rams used to play there, then the Raiders. It was a great site. I mean, listen, the Coliseum in its heyday was terrific. It was the center of town, and everybody went there for spectacular, huge events. Now nobody goes there, and they can't keep a team. So it's over.
How old is
when do people say
yeah.
It's over?
How old is the structure?
Well, I think it's you know, it's hard to determine how old the structure is
right.
On this website.
So the LA Coliseum is like your grandmother. It's really kind of hard to tell exactly how old she is because she doesn't say, and everybody just kind of tries to figure it out on their own.
Yeah, I mean, really, I mean, SC's been playing there since 1923, so it's at least. You know, this Coliseum was constructed in the early 20s. and opened its doors to the Los Angeles public in 1923.
So it's coming up on its 100th birthday. It's closer to its 90th birthday, 85th birthday. Actually, next year.
The first football game.
85 years.
Was played in the stadium on October 6, 1923. The University of Southern California hosting Pomona College.
Who won?
Before a crowd of 12,000 people. Wasn't at the game.
Oh.
I don't know. But, I mean, you know, it's so typical of Los Angeles. People just don't care. You know, they just don't give a rat's ass.
Yeah, there's so much to do in Southern California with the movies, with the business, with all of the shopping, and with everything besides living in Southern California, with all of the crap we have to deal with. I don't mean to call the holidays crap, but you got to, you know, decorate the house. You got to go buy gifts for people.
Yeah, but how do smaller cities like Cleveland pull it off?
I'll tell you how.
Cleveland has built a brand new stadium for football, a brand new stadium for baseball. They have, the Rock and Roll Museum is there.
Yep.
They've got, the Great Flats down there in Cleveland. I mean, Cleveland is really, Baltimore has done the exact same thing. So is Indianapolis, yeah. Detroit, Chicago. Everybody has it together except this asshole.
You know what, Tim? When I have this argument, I've been asked this conversation. I've had this conversation with dudes before, and sometimes they go crazy on me and say, dude, you don't know what the F you're talking about. I'll start with a theory, and then I will, if you'll give me permission, prove the theory. Los Angeles must not be a football town. And this is my attempt to prove the theory. I grew up in New York on Staten Island, where we had equal access because both professional New York football teams, New York's economy, New York's football fan base supported and does support two National Football League franchises, the New York Giants and the New York Jets. Both play at the Meadowlands in New Jersey.
Right. That's also a shame that those teams aren't playing somewhere in New York. Long Island or somewhere.
Well, the Jets should be out in Queens, I think, in Shea Stadium. That's been suggested. But, you know, look, they're out in New Jersey. You're right. And there's always been this friendly back and forth between New Yorkers and New Jerseyans about whose team it really is. But here's the point. The point is, if New York City, about the size, give or take, a handful of million of people, in terms of advertising revenue, I mean, it's probably a wash. About the same size as Los Angeles is New York, and New York can not have just one, but New York can host two.
Dude, they've got two football teams.
I know they've got two basketball.
They have two hockey teams.
They got two baseball. They got two hockey. They got two of everything. For New York, one is just not enough.
Right, and we don't have anything out here. I mean, we got two hockey teams. We've got 1.25 basketball teams. We have no football teams.
New York even has the Cosmos, the soccer team.
Right. Well, we got soccer teams out here, too.
But, I mean, but still, the point is, so the only conclusion I can make is that for dudes in L.A., there's just other S to do on a Sunday than go to a game or watch a game on TV. Maybe it's the weather. Maybe you like to surf. Maybe you want to hang out with your hot girlfriend and, go to the beach. I don't know. Maybe, I don't know what it is, but there's something.
No, it's L.A. is filled with pussies. That's what it is. And guys back in Cleveland and Detroit and Philadelphia and New York, the guys say, I'm going out for a Sunday and I'm going to the football game. I'll see you at 8 o'clock tonight. And they split. Guys out here are like, hey, about 3 weeks from now, do you mind if I have lunch with a couple of old pals? They're going to be in. No? You want me here? Sorry. You got it. Sorry, baby.
Jesus,
I tell you, I got to get to Cleveland. Really do.
It does go like that. You're right.
It is absolutely true out here. Always guys saying, you know, can you get out of there? Can you get away? Can you get to the track?
Like you're in prison.
That's one of the reasons why, you know, you go back to the track and to like the Meadowlands.
One of my best.
Or Belmont, you know, it's filled.
One of my best friends in the world who I won't name because they listen sometimes, he and his wife. When speaking about his wife when she's not there, he calls her the warden. He calls
and then
her.
When she's there, it's yes, dear.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
All right. It's over for the Coliseum gang. They might as well just implode it. Might as well come in with those guys from Vegas with the sticks of dynamite and level it.
Bring it down.
Because you can't keep USC there. That's your last hope. USC's gone. The Raiders are gone. The Rams are gone. The Clippers are gone. Everybody has said F it to you. Everybody. It's Conway and Whitman live on 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. And I just looked this up on the website of the L.A. Coliseum. They also had UCLA playing there from like 1933 to 1981.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So USC, UCLA, the Clippers, the Rams, the Raiders, all five of those teams.
Had them all.
Have said screw it. The Dodgers played there. When the Kings came out here from, I don't know, wherever they came from, they didn't. They played at the sports arena.
Right.
It's just a stop for people to come when you bring a team into town.
You sign a year or two contract with the Coliseum.
Yeah, it's like a local motel. You know, you stop while you're looking for a house. You play at you stay at this crappy motel.
And it's not so bad. They have free cable and a jacuzzi in the back.
Right. HBO.
Right.
And then you move on. But the Coliseum is a terrible place to see a football game for a couple reasons. One is it's all based. The entire Coliseum has one level where you can go to the bathroom and eat.
How many levels are there to the structure?
There's just one. I mean, it's all one big,
meeting point?
Yeah. So you have to either, like, climb up 40 rows or down 50 rows to go to the bathroom and to get something to eat. They got to climb 50 rows to get back up to your seat.
Oof.
It's a real S-hole.
And it's this way all around the oval shape of the structure.
Yeah. There's like a little tiny part of the second level where you can get like a beer, but that place is always so packed.
Right, because everybody knows
about it. You sit there like a sardine until the game starts again.
Right.
And then you
got
to get back to the action. But it really is, it's such an embarrassment to the city of Los Angeles. In comparison, the Staples Center and the Nokia Center, those guys down there know what they're doing.
Oh, they surely do.
And those guys should be given the rights to run the Coliseum. Why? How, if I can sit here, you know, as a guy who rarely goes to the Coliseum now because it's such an S-hole, and I can see that the guys putting together, is it Anschutz down there putting together the Staples Center and the Nokia Center and all the other projects that they're doing down in town Los Angeles, why wouldn't you take those guys and say, here's the Coliseum?
I got another name for you. There might be one man for this job, Artie Moreno.
He's not going to get involved. He understands that L.A., to do business in L.A. is terrible.
There might
need to go to break!
Right! Jerry, shut up!
God almighty, is that guy annoying. All right, when we come back, we have the news at 9 o'clock, and also Brian is working on his own TV show.
Well, you guys are kind of egging me on to do this.
It's going to be called Brian TV, like Frank TV.
Well, you know, I do.
Great idea. Then we got a porn star coming to 10 in Malibu, Dan.
Wait,
how can you ask for anything more?
Who's the porn star?
I don't know.
Her name's Sunny Lane.
Oh,
Sunny
Lane. Is she physically coming in?
She'll be sitting right next to you.
Oh, is she bringing anybody with her?
Sunny Lane.
I think just her.
Born in Georgia, raised in Florida, and will be sitting here at 97.1.
Because, you know, I think I want to see what I can do with this. Maybe I do a last minute pull a rabbit out of my hat here.
I don't know what that means.
I have some porn stars from recently when they were on the show back, not recently, but 6 months ago.
You have them back to the house?
No, I have their phone number in my phone, you idiot.
Ryan, you would like this chick.
I've seen her. She's beautiful.
She's coming in tonight. Maybe you guys hit it off.
Yeah.
She has 5 nominations at the AVN Awards. Wonder what they're for.
Well, she'll tell us. We might have
best to. Best girl, guy.
Right. Best double this,
best
that.
Guy, Jesus girl. Christ. Oh, boy.
She probably loses track sometimes.
All right, King. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.